Tuesday, 29-week Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 12, 15, and 17 to 19, and 20b to 21. Therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, and death to sin, and so death spread to all men, because all men sinned. For if many die to one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. If, because of one man's trespass, death reigned to that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Then, at one man's trespass, led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign to righteousness, to eternal life, to Jesus Christ our God. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 35 to 38. Let your loins be girded, and your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the marriage feast, so that they may open to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit at table, and he will come and serve them. If he come in the second watch or in the third and find them so, blessed are those servants. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The communal aspect of the individual action. Many people want to advertise it by saying, whoever does evil must endure its consequences. Whoever does good deed can have good things for him. This would not happen because in God's plan, people are created to live together and to share responsibilities. For example, the 81N1 swine flu in the year of 2009 and 2010, two originated in Mexico, but the whole world must contribute to fight against it. If not, it shall cause damage in their own country. Or the divorce, which many people think it is their own business. When a divorce happens, it is not only affecting the individual who files for a divorce, but also the spouse and the children who have no fault in the conflict of their parents. Then the families of both sides must endure bad reputation and worry for their children. Moreover, it can also affect the society, which must offer help for their children. And others can also be affected by the crime of their children due to the lack of education. Finally, an individual's sin who also causes damage for the church because he is one part of Christ's body, the church. So, an individual hardly predicts the results which are caused by his or her sin for his family, society, and the church. Today's readings emphasize the communal aspect of human action. In the first reading, Paul compared the Adam's sin with the Christ's merits, which affected the whole human beings. As sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all men sin. For if many die to one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. In the Gospel, Jesus emphasized the reward which he shall give to those who sacrifice themselves to serve others. He shall serve them at the table in his kingdom, because when they serve the others, they serve Christ himself. Second analysis. First reading. Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. Third point, sin and death extend to all people through Adam and Eve's sin. Many people ask why God made them to bear the results of the original sin when they have no part in Adam and Eve's sin. Explanation helps them to understand the communal aspect of human actions. There is no human action which has no effect on others. When a person does a bad thing, his action not only causes damage for him, but also for others. We can be his family and society. For example, the sin of robbery. Sin and its effects tend to multiply. As Paul said, as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all men sinned. Second, grace and salvation are given to people to try death. Many also ask and doubt about try passion and death. Does it have power to save all people or only be limited on some people? According to Paul's explanation, a sin tends to extend. One good work also tends to extend as such. For example, Mother Teresa's charity, it is not only the poor or the Indians who were affected by her charity, but also all the people of the world. Applied it on Christ's merits, St. Paul confirmed, for if many die to one man's trespass, Much more have the grace of God and the gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. If because of one man's trespass, death reigned to that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life to the one man, Jesus Christ. Then at one man's trespass, led to condemnation for all men. So one man's act of righteousness led to acquittal and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Third point. Where sin increased, grace abounded even more. This is the good news for all people. Not only grace is spread like sin does, but grace is also stronger than sin. Because God's power and love are stronger than sin and death. This is the reason why God loves people when they are still sinners, and He is ready to forgive their sin when they sincerely repent. Second, the gospel. Christ shall serve loyal servants. First point. Readiness is evaluated by fulfilling one's duty. To evaluate a person to see if he is loyal to God or not, Jesus used a parable of a master who gave his servants a duty to take care of his house when he is attending a wedding. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them repaired in his way, blessed are those servants. Since Jewish weddings used to happen at night and have no fixed hour, therefore, all responsible people need to be repaired and especially to have a lamp in their hand. Nighttime is the moment when people are least repaired for. Therefore, to evaluate his servant's preparation, the master suddenly came back at night." Second point. The great reward for loyal servants. Jesus declared, "Blessed are those servants whom the master find vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, help them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them." Jesus' promise is changed. Because serving belongs to servants, their duty is to always serve their master. Jesus wanted to say that if we, as his servants, are loyal in our duty to serve others, he shall serve us in his kingdom as a reward for us. This is a great reward because there is not any master who wants to serve his servants. To receive this reward, we must fulfill our duty, which is to serve others as he exemplified. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. See Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Application in life. Sin had not only an individual effect, but also a wider effect on our family and community. Therefore, we have a duty to educate all members of our family and community. Similarly, if one person does good work, all familial members are benefited. When we help or educate all members of our family or community, we help ourselves so that we might not endure bad results caused by them. For the happiness of our family and for the growth of society. God's love and grace are stronger than our selfishness and sin. Therefore, we should patiently endure injustice and suffering for our own benefit and the communal good. Amen.